Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mayes. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mayes on SiriusXM 211.
And we welcome all of you, especially all the new folks who are finding out where we are. A lot of people every single day, Harry.
I know.
Say, wow, you're back on the radio. You're back on SiriusXM. You're back on SB Nation Radio at night. You're on Twitch.tv. You're everywhere. Even a lot of video game fans are out there, Harry. Over the weekend, I wasn't on the internet much. I was just chilling by poolside.
Well, you were in a pool.
I wasn't in the pool all the time, but I was playing with the chickens. I was picking eggs, helping my son work on his outboard motor. You know, I'm doing like all kinds of country
eggs.
I want to. Yeah, we go every
day. You gather. You don't pick them.
I pick them.
You gather.
Was this like an egg hunt?
No. My son has 14 chickens, and they lay fresh. And these are real free range chickens.
Uh-huh.
You know when you see free range.
Right. Now, do you have to pick up after the chickens, like clean up their dirt?
No, they wander around like 5 acres. These chickens are real free range. When you go into a store and you pay $7 for a dozen eggs, and it says free range, you know what free range is? It's like the size of this basement.
Right, it's not in a cage, another tiny cage.
No, it's a bigger cage.
Right,
it's not like where they're like all stacked together.
Right.
And I'm telling you, the eggs are different. If you have real free range with a chick, and the chickens on my son's farm, they walk around all day, and they're eating everything.
Right.
Like if you have a broken egg and you throw it down, it's a bad egg, they'll go and eat the egg. Chickens eat anything, and that's why they taste better when they're free range. You know, they have their own feed and their water.
Right.
It's amazing. Chickens roam around, but they know when to go home at night.
They're like me.
Yeah, they're like Harry. Hey, it's about time. It's getting a little dark out there. Let's get the hell out of here, man. Somebody's going to eat us. Some possum's going to come up and eat us.
Chickens go home to roost. Harry, that's what he does. He goes home to roost.
And they always say the chickens are going to come home to roost
one
of these days. And they do every single night. And then I would lead them in. I was actually leading a brigade of chickens.
See, now I needed video of that. What is Robin doing?
Robin has
not
video
taking
of me
video
with the chickens.
Of you
I did. They
with
have
a big
been posted
line
before.
Of chickens
like the Jungle Book.
You.
Yeah, they just lead them all in.
They do.
I'd be like Noah.
I'm like the duck parade down there at the hotel in Memphis. There's a hotel in Memphis that has the ducks every day. Robin's been there, right?
Oh, yeah. That's that old hotel.
There's one in Orlando, too.
Yeah,
there's one in Memphis, and there's one at Disney World, where they bring the ducks down. The ducks live up in their own floor, and then they bring them down, and they parade them through the lobby every day.
So one of those Gaylord hotels?
Yes, it is the Gaylord.
Yes.
That is great. Let me give you a roaring round of applause.
Exactly
Harry.
Right.
John McMullen does like farm animals, too, Harry, and he'll be on this hour with us.
Oh, man.
I am the chicken whisperer.
Were you doing a show for the chickens?
Like, no, they love me. Around? The chickens are great. You pick them up. They walk up to you.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
You don't have to chase around like Rocky to catch one?
Yeah.
No. Did Rocky chase around
chickens? Oh, yeah. You don't remember that?
Was that Rocky One?
Yes.
I only remember a couple scenes from that. That's how long it's been since I've seen it. It was 1976. That's the last time I watched it. The first time I watched it was the last time I watched Rocky.
Before we went on the chicken tangent, you were talking about the gamers over the weekend.
Yes. So as I'm walking, I wasn't on the phone. I was doing farm stuff, cutting grass, watering grass, picking crops,
right?
You know, collecting eggs. I was. My son's got a big – he's got a lot of – he's got produce.
Farmer Tony.
I'm rural, Harry. I can get rural, too. I'm a city guy.
Now, what kind of footwear were you wearing to go roam around?
I was wearing my flip-flops.
Really?
Yeah, I wear the same shoes all the time.
That's not farmer gear.
That's true.
These are nice. These are Crocs.
Well, that's not farmer gear.
It is to me. No, a lot of farmers don't wear any shoes.
Oh, yeah.
The chicks, they take their shoes off. They're walking in all the poop and stuff. Mm. You got to be one with nature, Harry. You got to get out of the damn city every once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
I get out of the city every day. Trust me, I'm not staying.
No, it was the Peabody Hotel.
Oh, the Peabody. Okay.
The Peabody Hotel. Thank you, Dean Loudbags. Mm.
And once again, back to
weekend. So I pick up the phone at night. You know, the baby goes to sleep at like 6. My son goes to sleep at like 8. And his wife, they're all asleep by 8 o'clock. And it's not even dark out yet. So I get my phone and I'm checking the stuff. And then I see that there's a thread with people saying that they should bring me back in Madden games to fix the Madden franchise.
Mm. Right. There's hashtag fix Madden franchise was trending.
So I had nothing to do with this. I'm not in there saying, hey, fix Madden franchise. You know, I was in the game for 3 years. I was happy to be there. So now all these people who want the Madden franchise part of the games fixed because they've been not happy with
What's wrong with it?
I don't know.
They say it's boring. That's what they say, that there's no excitement in the franchise mode, that the last time it was good were the years that Tony was on it. And so they associate the franchise mode being fantastic when Tony's on. They're petitioning Madden
maybe
to bring Tony back.
That's because those people were 13 years younger back then.
Exactly.
And things were always better when you first got them.
Could be.
Much like I look back on, you know, decades ago and think that this sport was better.
No, you're right.
Because I was younger.
You're absolutely
right. Much like Tony looks back on pre-Miss Robin.
As the good days.
The
good old days.
Exactly like
that. So now we're getting somewhere.
No, what's interesting is, since I've been doing radio for so long, there are people who remember me from my early radio days. Mm-hmm. There are people who remember me from ESPN or from Fox Sports Radio or Best Damn Sports Show. But there's a generation that don't know me, that remember me only from the video game, from the Madden franchise, which is the most successful.
That hit a totally different demographic at the time.
And those guys, now you remember, that's 15 years ago now.
Right.
That's 2005, 6, and 7. So that generation, probably in their teens, are now in their 30s, and so they remember me from the game. Mm. So they sit around and they talk about video games all the time, and they talk about the Madden franchise.
So we need a reboot with your voice on.
I'm not saying that. I talk to the Madden people every year when we see them at the Super Bowl.
Well, they're petitioning. They would like the franchise mode to be revamped again, to be more exciting, to have it be fun, not just really, really dry. And one of the suggestions is to bring Tony back. Everybody loved him in it. And Tony's like, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind.
Called me and said, would you do it again? I say, absolutely. But people are saying, how about somebody else? How about Colin Cowherd or Stephen A. Smith? So I did a podcast last night with his shutdown safety is his hashtag. And
Ryan Moody's
the guy. He's a big fan of the show, and he's a big fan of the Madden franchise. So he said, hey, let's do a podcast. So I sat down with him last night for 15 minutes, and we talked about it. I'm not petitioning. I'm not saying, hey, Madden, you got to put me back in. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is, if they wanted to call me and say, we'll do, you know, let's do another thing, we'll do it. I wasn't fired. We did a 3-year contract. And one thing I say, the EA Sports people, the Madden franchise, the most successful, they always try to do new things every year. You know, when we did it back in the day in 05, Al Michaels and I went into the same studio in Santa Monica, California, Harry. Mm-hmm. I remember it vividly. Al would be in the studio doing his part of it because he was doing the play-by-play in that era.
Right.
And then they had me as the radio show in there, which was the first time they ever did it. And the fact that they picked me out of anybody they could have picked, there wasn't an audition. They just called me and said they heard me on the air and said, hey, we think you'd be a perfect fit for this franchise mode. So I said, absolutely. Was I going to say, no, I don't want to do it? So it was a lot of fun.
You're horrible at selling yourself, by the way. I know that you're not trying to sell yourself, but let's just say that there is a huge market for nostalgia. Nostalgia is a big thing, whether you participated in the good old days the first time around or whether you are re-experiencing it again. So I think it's a fantastic idea. Bring Tony Bruno back.
Well, again, that's if you want to do that, I'm not putting a gun to
the
people at EA Sports. No. The bottom line is, It was a lot of fun.
If you get the call, you would say, hell yes.
But I don't want people to think that I'm leading some online
campaign. Well, I'd say we do that anyway.
Yeah.
I'll let the people decide that. I don't make those decisions, Harry. I'm just here. And the one thing that I'll say about the Madden games, you know, it's incredible to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, what do Ja Morant and Tony Bruno have in common? And the answer is, Ja Morant has never been on the box of any video game.
Right.
So, I mean, I got that at least going for me.
Yeah, so that's not in common.
Nothing. You have nothing in common.
Nothing is the answer.
Right.
But nothing is negative, so I don't want to be negative, Harry. You know what I mean? I'm a positive influence here.
People on the Twitch stream are agreeing, bring Bruno back.
You can bring me back. You can bring sexy back. You can bring whatever you want back.
Bring back the good old days just so that I don't have to hear about how fantastic they were 10 years ago.
Now, Beervac says if Tony goes back on Madden, Harry has to be on it too.
Why?
I don't know. That's people are saying that.
What am I, the sideline reporter?
Absolutely. But now let's throw it down
to Harry. The field analyst.
Now let's find out how Harry's fantasy team is doing as we check in on the 18th tee at the 1912 club.
Right, exactly. I want to go do like a EA Sports or whatever, golf. Like, put me on that.
Oh, that would totally make sense.
PGA Tour's coming back, actually.
It is?
Video game. Yes, it
All right. Don't tell me DeChambeau's going to be on the cover.
Hey, listen,
of course
if he
keeps
winning tournaments, you know, now he's the favorite to win the Masters.
Yeah, he ain't winning the Masters this year.
Tony would be like, let's go down to the sideline to Harry Mays. Harry, give us an update.
Exactly.
I am pissed off. It is raining out, and I just want to be on the golf course. Back to you,
that
Tony.
That would be perfect.
We have a phone call, Tony.
Let's go to Iowa. Let's go to our buddy Rick in Iowa. Rick, what's going on out there today, man?
Original TV, it's great to hear you back. I got a chance for me, Gran Amigo Jose tomorrow, for What Up Wednesday.
Yes, it's tomorrow's What Up
That's
Wednesday
right.
already, Harry. What happened
I'd
this
like
week?
I'd like to see how many What Up he can say in Espanol, in Spanish.
What Up?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what is the literal translation of What Up in Spanish?
Oh, there's a lot of them. In Cuba is... Que bola, I said. And Colombia is que hubo llave. And Dominican is que loco.
What up?
And Mexico is que onda way, not the wing weight either.
What up?
I have a question though. If can I say White House though without being called racist? I wonder.
White House.
White House.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
There's the White Castle, which is the hamburger chain. There's the White House in Washington. There's the White House sub stop in Atlantic City. And then, of course, there's the White House in Dallas where the Cowboys used to go and do dope back when they were winning Super Bowls back in the 80s.
Now it's called South America, by the way, where the Cowboys play. Anyway.
By the way.
I think we should have a name change here, too, in the show.
What's the, what do you want to change the name to?
From Miss Robin to Queen Princess Robin.
Oh, we're going to upgrade her. She's going to go from Princess Robin to Queen Robin.
Yes, from Miss Robin to Queen Princess Robin. Queen and Princess both.
You can't be a queen. A princess is the queen's above everybody,
right,
isn't she?
Right, yeah. It's above a princess.
Yeah.
Queen. But she's both. That's how good she is.
Why, thank you. I knew I liked you.
We were watching the Queen documentary the other night, coincidentally. It was the one about...
The band.
Yeah, it's the one about what's-his-face, Adam Lambert becoming new voice, the new...
It was actually a really great documentary about how he became. It was a lot of the back history of it. It was awesome.
Yeah, Adam Lambert's amazingly talented, man.
So many other bands talking about how Queen... was the greatest band of all time, period, no doubt about it.
Because they did everything. They could do everything. Opera, rock and roll, dance music.
Soul.
Incredible.
Amazing.
And then, remember, we talk about the separation in the Madden games and 15 years later. Mm-hmm. What about Queen? They were huge back in the 80s, and now they're huge
and
again.
80s, yeah.
And now they're huge again.
Right.
Generations of kids who had no idea who Queen was because of the movie. And
After Freddie died.
Absolutely. Yeah. He died in 91.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe, man. Hey, Rick, good stuff. Yes, go ahead.
Speaking about Queen, I got a dedication to my friends from the Dallas Cowboys when Mr. 10 from the Eagles beats them. We can say another one bites the dust.
Well, Rick, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling
Thanks, Rick.
In.
Another great call from Rick. He was great last week.
His laugh is great, too. Remember? I'm telling you, I got Beavis and Butthead. That laugh is Beavis and Butthead.
He debuted early last week.
Yes, he did.
It was a big hit.
Strong.
Yeah.
Strong, strong stuff.
It's like kind of like that French.
Speaking of Queens, how long till McMullen, they ask on the Twitch stream?
Oh, man.
Come on, man. Just think of all the sports songs that Queen.
We will rock you. Yeah.
We are the champions.
Another
we
one
will
bites
rock
the dust.
You. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's incredible that those Queen songs are still played in arenas when we have sports,
like,
that they're still rocking pretty much every arena in the world.
Sports anthems.
And
exactly.
When after Freddie died, they had a send-off concert. They had to have like 30 different people singing his songs because nobody could do his range.
No.
One person couldn't do it.
Exactly.
Until Adam.
The great John McMullen. Talk about range. Well, John doesn't have it.
He's free range.
But he is free range, just like the chickens that come home to roost. John McMullen comes back on this program, and he'll join us next with the latest on the whole DeSean Jackson debacle. So stick around.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
There are those who stand forever ready. Ready to defend the nation. Ready to fight for what matters. No matter what. Do you have what it takes? Find out at GoArmy.com/warriors.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
This is about more than work. It's about growing a community. Every day, across the country, the highly skilled, highly trained members of the IBEW are committed to doing the job right, doing the job safe, and doing the job on time. Because while we might be experts in our field, we're also your friends and neighbors. IBEW, the power professionals in your neighborhood.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, SiriusXM 211, and on the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Well, it could be worse, Harry Mays. We could be in Beaver County, Pennsylvania, where our governor, Tom Wolf, has decided to shut it down again.
Oh.
They're shutting down restaurants.
Which is insane because almost all of the Beaver County incident, the COVID outbreak, was in a nursing home.
Mm.
Yes. So anyway, I don't know what's going on. A man who knows Beaver County, and he knows all the counties. He is a lineman for the county.
That's
and he
Wichita
drives
lineman.
The main roads.
Yes, he does.
Searching in the clouds for another overload,
beautiful.
Harry. The great John McMullen.
That was Webb, I think,
yes,
wrote that
was.
Song,
I told
right?
you. You heard it.
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell and I sang it together on the air. I guarantee you John McMullen's never done that. John, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I also know about shutting things down. I know a lot about that as well.
Exactly right.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
My go-to karaoke song? I got to think about that. How about a little My Way, a little Sinatra?
Well, that you shut the bar down when you do that at the end of the night, yeah.
Now, do you don a fedora when you go sing that? Or
you got to. Yeah. You got to.
He didn't lease Chairman a Katara, though. Right? Remember that? I leased a Katara once. Remember when the Cadillac had the Katara? And the whole campaign was to lease one, and you lease a Katara?
Mm.
And I knew Lisa Katara.
Lisa Katara, yeah.
That's
sure.
a common name.
I would give almost anything to see John McMullen sing karaoke.
I know.
All right, we'll do it live.
We'll do it live. Show.
I'm actually visualizing
it
right now.
I know, me too.
We'll do it live. I'll write it. All right, John, I saw your tweet earlier this morning. I hope you didn't take offense to my response when you posted the Eagles statement on the DeSean Jackson comments.
I took offense, and I'm banning you, shutting you down, Tony Bruno. No,
I've been shut down many times in the past.
Whatsoever.
Robin shut me down this weekend in Maryland, for God's sake. All right, John, obviously nobody saying what he said was okay. But the thing about my point of this is I'm not one to call for people's heads. I'm not saying he should be banned from the league, cut immediately. But there is a lot of outrage. And the Eagles did what they had to do is release a statement. And the thing about this to me that makes it hard to understand is that this isn't some shoot off the hip tweet or something that you say in jest or even you think is jest. Somebody had to sit down, copy and paste alleged Hitler quotes, which he didn't say, but were in a book, and then find a video of Louis Farrakhan blaming Dr. Fauci and the co-founder of Microsoft,
Bill Gates,
for coming up with a vaccine that's going to eliminate people on the planet. I mean, that's going a little far to put an Instagram tweet together, isn't it?
Yeah, to say the least. I'm still trying to figure out what the hell DeSean was trying to get across. So that was the first thought. Obviously, then Joe Banner kind of took off with it
yes.
and exploded from there. But and understandably so. I mean, Joe's Jewish, and anybody who is upset by that, you can certainly understand why. But from DeSean's perspective, I think it's ignorance, and I think there's this assumption, and I've written about this a lot over the years, that celebrities, athletes have this moral authority to talk about really, really layered issues, and I don't know where that comes from. I don't know why people expect it. And, you know, it's not to say you can't. Someone like Malcolm Jenkins spends a ton of time learning about things. You know, speaks in front of Congress, speaks in front of local governments, local officials. You know, he's got a real passion for it. It came across to me as ignorance more than hatred. And now I can't prove that because Sean is not answering any of our queries at this point. And obviously, he's caught up with his agent and talking to the Eagles and having this back and forth. But. I say it all the time on this show. Get off social media, man.
Yeah.
Get off.
And it wasn't even like it wasn't something that was top of mind. It wasn't like he was talking about the Black Lives Matter protests or police brutality. He just went off on a whole
different tangent.
Tangent that, like, of all the things you can think of to tweet or put on Instagram, that's what you come up with?
Yeah, and it was so weird because it seemed to me he didn't forget about Hitler. I mean, it's astonishing that anyone wouldn't know that you should probably steer clear of that. And by the way, those are not even actual quotes.
Right.
But, you know, if you look at Louis Farrakhan, it seemed like he didn't have the full understanding of who he is and his reputation and his history and his anti-Semitic remarks. So it was almost like he fumbled across Farrakhan, heard something he liked, maybe out of context, and said, wow, this guy's not bad. But I don't know if that's what happened. But it sure seemed like he didn't have any information on who the guy is or was or what he's done.
Follow John on Twitter at JF McMullen. Now, John, what did you make of the part of the Eagles statement where they say, we are continuing to evaluate the circumstances and will take appropriate action?
Yeah, they left it open-ended. I think I always joke when ESPN turns into CNN or Fox Sports turns into Fox News, that's when you know you got a problem. So we'll see where this goes as far as shelf life, as far as the news cycle. And if the CNNs of the world and the Fox Newses and the MSNBCs and they push and pick up on this, becomes a bigger problem. And, you know, there's also the cynical part of it, and this is big as well. If the Eagles can get back the money they owe them, you know what? He's going to be gone next year anyway. Mm-hmm. Maybe avoid the public relations hurdle and say, let's get to the young receivers a little bit quicker.
Yeah, but you know that they need him. And obviously, and Harry made a great point earlier when we were talking about it at the beginning of the show today, John. I mentioned the Riley Cooper thing. I think Jeffrey Lurie has the Riley Cooper card to play because Riley Cooper could have been cut after the idiotic thing that he did at the
concert. He was expendable.
Yeah, he was very expendable. At the concert, of course, Kenny Chesney, he was drunk with a bunch of friends. They wanted to get up on stage, and there was a security guard who was African-American, for those who don't remember the story, and he started yelling at this guy using racial epithets, and then that was caught on tape and was put out there. And everybody wanted him gone, and then they calmed that down. But Harry made the point, the reason it calmed down was not just because they punished him and sent him to Florida to get
Michael
away.
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick sat in the locker room and said, no, we want to keep him around. Is that something that will happen here? Harry said, if Carson Wentz goes and gets the locker room together, would they listen to him if he speaks out and says, we've got to give DeSean Jackson another chance? Or is it up to the Jewish community and the anger that's being expressed today by many members, not only in the media, but of anybody in the Jewish community?
Yeah, well, I think if outside the building, so to speak, pushes it far enough, I think it becomes untenable. And yeah, I mean, you see cancel culture, and I never agree with it, right? And I'm not going to agree with it for DeSean Jackson as well. But inside the building, yeah, I'm glad Harry brought that up because people lose the context of that. The Eagles were going to cut Riley Cooper. They were gone to release him. Mm-hmm. And Michael Vick talked them out of it, essentially. And then, as you know, years, he actually got an extension after everything blew over and never lived up to that extension as well. But so people putting that together and saying, well, they didn't cut Riley Cooper, there was a lot of context added into that. So, and by the way, even though it was only whatever it was, 2013, I forget, but it doesn't seem like a long time ago, but you've lived through the past month. You see how everyone is now. It is ultra sensitive now. It's different now. And you have to factor that in as well.
You know, I use the term selective morality, and I've been using it for decades, so it's not just new in the cancel culture. That's the world we live in right now. You could be somebody who does something heinous, and if the crowd, if the woke crowd and the media that wants everything canceled doesn't come after you, you get a pass. If they do come after you and destroy you, then there's nothing you can do. And the Drew Brees is being brought up by a lot of people. How many times did he have to apologize for something that a lot of people didn't think was incendiary, but apparently was to others?
Yeah, I think they're completely different categories. I mean, I don't think Drew brought up Hitler, correct me if I'm wrong. So I think there's a slight difference from that standpoint. But, yeah, I mean, Drew should have never apologized, should have never been forced to apologize, to be honest. It's not that you can't have a difference of opinion. Everyone can.
No, you can't. What are you talking about, John? You know you can't.
Well, exactly.
Conform.
That's where we are. And that's the
conform
point.
Conform or canceled.
Jackson. So when you talk about Deshaun from a football standpoint, yeah, he's the only proven receiver on this team because Alshon Jeffery's not going to be healthy. Who knows when? So from that standpoint, you say, okay, yeah, they're going to keep him. And maybe in a typical year, you're correct. But I think if things go in a negative direction from that cancel culture, the Eagles, it might force the Eagles' hand. And, yeah, the second part of it, the cynical part, always in the NFL, and this is where things haven't changed, if this was the 53rd guy on the roster, he would have already been gone.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. And you're right. The fact that they need him and Carson Wentz needs him to stretch the field, which we saw in his one appearance last year in the first game,
yeah,
it's obvious. You're absolutely right. The fact that this guy is an important part of this team this coming season, unless there isn't a season.
Yeah.
Say there isn't a season.
That's part of it, too.
No, say there isn't a season. About, then what happens?
Yeah, think about all the things added into. We don't even know if we're going to have a season. The NFLPA can't get together on anything. We're 3 weeks away. They can't agree on lunch. Never mind protocols. They can't agree on preseason games. Nothing. And they only got 3 weeks to figure that out. Then you got the spike in testing. Everybody's panicking. Everybody thinks it's the end of the world from that standpoint. So you have the PR hurdle. And then you have Deshaun's 33 years old. And how many games is he going to play in a best-case scenario anyway? And as I said, they have an out, even though he's under contract, after this season. If it does go off, you would think at 34 years old, coming back in 2021, you have Jalen Reagor, not going to be back anyway.
Well, if there isn't a season, will Patrick Mahomes be able to survive on his signing bonus money, John? What'd you think of that deal?
Yeah, I love it because we got a new term. The NFL is great. The NFL agents are great because they make up things. It used to be years ago, used to be guaranteed money. Then it became fully guaranteed money. And now we have guaranteed mechanism.
Mechanism?
Mechanism. Yeah.
Mechanism's a new word?
Yeah. Well, it's not a new word. It's a new phrase.
Well, I know it's not a new word.
I didn't know if you knew, Tom.
Come on, John. You think I'm that dumb?
So, you know, when people compare and say it's the biggest contract, no, Mike Trout has a better contract because Mike Trout is guaranteed $426 million. But Patrick Mahomes, I mean, if he continues to play at the level he's playing at, I got news for you. 5 years into this contract, they're going to redo it.
Yep.
And he's going to get more money.
Right, because all the dead money's gone.
Yeah, if he gets hurt and, you know, they have all these roster bonuses that essentially are put in there for both sides, the Chiefs will have to decide early in March, do we want to pay you this huge number, and if he gets banged up or things go in a horrible direction, they can just move on. So it's never what it seems to be, but what it is the largest contract in NFL history, and deservedly so, for the best quarterback in football.
Now, of course, there's a lot of great tweets. DeAndre Hopkins 5 minutes ago tweeted, 24 reasons why Mahomes deserves that. Zero doubts he will win more Super Bowls. So he puts up the score of Houston 24, Kansas City nothing in that game. And then he obviously gives him love. And everybody's giving him love. Even Jason, even Travis Kelce. Did you see the video of all the guys carrying in the equipment into the tunnel at Arrowhead Stadium?
Yeah.
And they're bringing in his money. There's a lot of great, great comments and videos on this contract. And, you know, we met the kid before he was drafted at the Super Bowl.
And he's great.
Talk about a great family structure. His dad was a pitcher. We know the story. His mom was great. And we even talked to Pete Sweeney in Kansas City there. And he said that, you know, this girlfriend who's been with him since high school, you know, she's obviously going to be looking for a nice rock pretty soon, don't you think?
I would think so. She won the lottery as well, so that's part of it. But, yeah, you know, it's interesting. That game was what was the Houston game, 24-0?
24-0.
You know, once Kansas City scored that first touchdown, that's the first time in my life I'm looking at a 24-7 game saying, this game's over.
Houston's not going to win. I know. I felt the same way, John. Now, how does this, if at all, affect things with Dak Prescott?
Well, it affects in the fact that, and this is, you know, something the Cowboys have had an issue with historically, is they wait too long. And you only get in trouble when you wait. Generally, the smart organizations in this league, they target their foundational players early and try to get contracts done early, because the history of this league is the price tag's only going up. So it's already gone up for Dak Prescott. He's not going to be in Patrick Mahomes' league. He's by himself now.
Right.
But when you talk about Deshaun Watson as well, those guys are getting a little bit more money today than they were yesterday.
Hmm. No, you're right. And you know, and Carson Wentz, there was a lot of conversation about his deal, which they got
That's
done.
That's team-friendly now. That's 13 months ago.
Yep.
Wow.
When the Eagles gave Carson Wentz the most guaranteed money in the history of pro football, and everybody said, really? And now it's team friendly.
Time to tear it up and get a new deal, John.
I need a team friendly deal here on these shows that I'm doing now. I need a much more team. I don't need a team friendly. I need a Tony friendly deal.
Yeah, we need to tear your deal up and do it again.
Exactly right. I may do it live on the air.
Right.
I may torch it right here.
We'll do it live.
I'll set the entire studio on fire. How about that?
Hey, John, well, now the other thing that happened and caught more fire over the weekend is the firestorm down with the team, the football team in Washington.
Yes.
And their nickname.
Now, you can say Redskins.
I'm going to say Redskins.
I know. I'm just, you know, because that's what everybody else is doing. Now they're just calling them the team in D.C.
I'm not.
Or
I'm
Washington
calling them the Redskins until they're
team.
Not the Redskins.
What do you think this really now is the tipping point and they end up having to change their name? I know Ron Rivera, I think, is working with the owner.
Even FedEx doesn't want to have it.
He's a part owner. I didn't even know that guy was a part owner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we've been to FedEx. No one wants to be associated with that stadium.
No. Well, they want a new stadium, and that's part of this whole thing about changing the name.
Yes.
Worst road trip of the year, FedEx Field. But, I think it's done. I think it's – and that's where we are. We talked about it with Sean. I mean, it's a different culture, and you're swimming upstream. So I not only think it's going to be changed, I think it's going to be changed for this season. I think it's going to be that quick, and it happens that quickly. But, I think I said it on the show last week before – you guys went on, what were you on, vacation for like 3 weeks?
We took off 2 days.
3 weeks. I'd love 3 weeks right now.
From a media standpoint, how do you tell the story of the Washington Redskins changing their name without saying their name? It doesn't make any sense to me.
I agree. John, so let me ask you again. It's a new week. Will we have a football season this year? Because every day, depending on which media writer you like who wants everything shut down, will we have a football season?
Well, it's getting worse, I will say that. I mean, J.C. Treader, he writes his column. He's the president of the NFLPA. He writes a column on the website, which essentially gives an update to the players. But, you know, these guys can't agree on anything. And I mentioned the preseason, all the protocols coming up, all the changes. We're 3 weeks away. I think that part of it gets together. But I think the bigger hurdle is the PR hurdle, and people are fearful. And they don't understand that positive test. You know, a lot of positive tests, the NFL expects players to test positive. They expect that. But I don't think the average fan expects that. And so when it does happen, and you've seen it in other sports, everybody panics. Mm-hmm. They could be asymptomatic. They could not be sick at all.
Well, how about the interesting thing with the MLS team, the Dallas club, the FC the FC Dallas, they're supposed to start tomorrow, right?
Down in
Orlando in the bubble. The MLS, what is it called? The reboot, whatever they're calling it.
It's a tournament. That
it's called – MLS's back tournament. They had 10 players test positive on FC Dallas, and they pulled out of the tournament, and the reigning champion of the league from the LA Football Club, Carlos Vela, has opted out. He was the MLS MVP because of family complications. So it's every sport that's getting involved, except golf. You know, they had a scare 2 weeks ago, but now all of a sudden, you notice, nobody's bailing. Nobody's pulled out of any tournaments recently.
Yeah.
You just keep testing.
I think you're going to see opt-outs. I think you're going to see – I think it's going to get ugly. I don't know if we're going to start and finish on time, but I will say everything changes second week of November.
Yeah, election.
And it doesn't matter who wins.
Yeah.
Everything restarts. Mark it down. Mark it. Chew it up.
Is it a stone-cold guaranteed lead pipe lock, John?
Yes, sir.
I think I think I read that somewhere in the Philly Voice column by one J.F. McMullen.
Was that a recent column?
Yes.
Is that today?
Over the weekend I read that.
Yeah.
When did you write that one, John, that locked it in?
I believe that was the Thursday column of last week. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's when we mailed it in and said, to hell with it for the rest of the weekend, John. I apologize.
Now, Rothstein, who you do the Extending the Play podcast with on a weekly basis, has an idea here with involving the Twitch stream and your radio appearances on this show.
Yeah, so first I want to apologize to John for this idea, but the idea is we get the Twitch stream to have some fun and have appropriate questions like the one that Harry asked you to start the interview. What's your go-to karaoke song? So the Twitch stream is creative. They come up with 5 to 10 questions, and we just do a rapid fire, have some fun with Johnny Mac.
Now, do you pick the questions, you or Robin, because you're monitoring the Twitch stream?
We can work out the logistics, but, you know, they're going to be coming across the screen. So
right.
Somebody can pick one out.
Well, the question is, who do I trust more to edit this?
Yeah.
Would it be Robin or Ryan? I don't think it would be Robin to edit.
I don't think it would be me either, so...
Yeah, I don't see this going well for him.
We'll no, it won't. That's why it's going to be great.
I already have audio from the Twitch stream for it.
We have tape. Move
this man!
All right, here's one. What's his favorite yacht rock song from TMCD 215?
That's a good one. I got to think about that. Maybe is Pina Colada, is that a yacht rock song?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That song has jumped the shark, though, man.
Yeah, but that's a yacht rock
favorite. Yeah, it is. They play it like every hour, though. That's I love yacht rock, but they have like the same 50 songs, and they just play them over and over again.
And then sometimes they play the same B-side, which is like a horrible B-side song.
Yeah, they play Rupert Murdoch's non-hits. There was another, what was it called, a telephone song or something?
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, man, that's the worst song ever recorded. How do you play that?
How do you play Rupert Murdoch's hit?
Yeah.
How many are there?
Well, no, Pina Colada song, but then the follow-up, even Joe
Rupert Murdoch started Fox News.
Yeah, that's Rupert Murdoch. You're right. That's what happened to him. He went to hell, too.
Well, I mean, Rupert Murdoch has other hits. Everyone just has forgotten.
No, it's Rupert Holmes.
Rupert Holmes.
Now he's got me saying that.
Rupert Murdoch. He's got a number of hits.
Rupert Murdoch, yeah. He was more of a cult figure on the music scene, not a hit maker.
Rupert Holmes.
They're usually the sexual harassment kind, I think, Rupert Murdoch.
Right, exactly right.
But Rupert Holmes wrote, Timothy for... See, he wrote songs for other people, too. That's, you know, because he had hits on his own, but wrote hits for people as well, so...
Exactly right. He was a multi-talented guy with one hit. He's still a one-hit wonder.
Well, I thought he had charting hits after that. They've all just kind of been forgotten. Kind of like Passion by Rod Stewart. No one knows that song, and it was a top 5 hit.
Oh, yeah. I know Passion by Rod Stewart.
So that Pina Colada song is actually called Escape.
Escape.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't
even
know that.
Yes. It's a cheating song.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to, I mean, you're limiting yourself by going only yacht rock. They, as you mentioned, they only play 50 songs on a loop.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you one song that we hadn't had a chance to play, and we should coming out here, John. Because we lost the great Charlie Daniels over the weekend.
Oh, really?
You didn't know Charlie Daniels died, Harry?
I was playing golf.
How
man?
Do you not know Charlie Daniels died?
I wasn't on Twitter. I couldn't care less about the
news. You don't have to be on planet Earth to not know this.
I never knew, and I feel good about it.
We lost two big ones, Charlie Daniels.
And Ennio Morricone is dead.
Ennio Morricone.
You know who he is, right? 91 years old. He came up with all the great songs like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah, the Eastwood movies.
Yeah,
the spaghetti westerns. Yeah, yeah.
Also in the, he also did the music that they use in the Modelo commercials, which is also from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. That's great knowledge right there. You're not getting this on any other sports
show. That's good spaghetti western knowledge right there.
Yes, it is. You know why they call them spaghetti westerns? That was racist, by the way.
Because they were filmed in Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like saying only Italians have spaghetti.
Well, now we got to cancel them, too.
Let's cancel spaghetti westerns.
The Tarantino movie with Brad Pitt and Leo DiCaprio.
Which one? Oh, they Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Exactly.
Leo's character went over to Italy to film spaghetti western.
That is correct. I don't know why they even put that in there. That just made the movie too long. They should have gotten rid of that part. They could have done without that. Jesus.
It was too long.
John McMullen, ladies and gentlemen. John, we missed you. It's been a long week without you, my friend.
Yeah, I'm sure the Twitch stream missed me as well. And thanks a lot, Ryan. I appreciate it.
No, thank you, Ryan. And thank you, John. John McMullen.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, brother. We got to play a little Charlie Daniels, Harry. Is there a more iconic song than The Devil Went Down to Georgia?
That's a phenomenal song. He's got a lot of other good hits,
I know,
but that's the one that everybody knows.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't think McMullen liked the idea too much.
Yeah, that's too bad. We're still going to do
it. We're going to do it. Good.
You're going to do what we say on this show. We're coming right back. 215-462-TONY. We have open lines, too. You want to chime in on any of the hot topics today? Not the store hot topics. Didn't they go out of business? We'll find out next, so stick around. Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular If We're Gonna Die, Let Us Die Drunk at Least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hurt at work? Go right now to InjuredWorkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to InjuredWorkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need InjuredWorkers.com. Get the help you need from InjuredWorkers.com. Go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM 211, and on the Sirius XM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
All right, during the break, we cranked up a little Charlie Daniels, Harry. Devil Went Down to Georgia. Let's bring it back. How many guys can do sing, record, not sing, write, and then play the fiddle like Charlie Daniels did?
Yeah, and I think he can play a couple other instruments,
too. Yeah, no, he actually played on a lot of other bands in the beginning of his career, right?
Right.
Absolutely. It's good stuff, man.
Now, when was this song a hit? In the 70s? Late 70s?
Robin, calm down. Please.
Robin is very disappointed with you and your usage of your computer.
I know how to fade down, Robin.
Do you agree with that statement,
Ennio Morricone. You know what Ennio Morricone? You think anybody said to him when he was playing The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? Think somebody in the other room
remember
is going...
Remember last week when we were listening to Jim from Cheltenham? Yeah.
Some Italian dude. We got to eat spaghetti in here.
Hey,
shut up. Banabla.
Che cazzo fai? Che cazzo fai?
And we were playing Jim from Cheltenham's, the bit from back in the day.
Yeah.
and the levels were all off. You couldn't hear you speaking.
Yes.
That is what I'm trying to avoid.
I know when it sounds right under me, Robin. I've had a lot of things under me, and
well,
I know when it sounds right, and I know when it feels right. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Now, people are asking what the guy on the couch does now on the Twitch.
The guy on the couch.
That's the great Colin Farrell. He's our researcher. He's putting stuff on Twitter. He's managing the social media. By the way, is the Caleb Mutombo working today, or is he still taking
the weekend?
No,
he's on there.
I didn't see him today. He's in Indianapolis.
Between Conlon and Caleb, they have split social media up amongst, and Conlon handles like all of the Twitch and Instagram and reposts and cuts up video, and Caleb does all of the other Twitter and the podcast audio, and they're busy.
Yeah, these guys just like to, you know, get on here and rip me because I was filling out. I was looking a little tight in that Jamal Adams jersey last week.
Exactly.
You know what I mean, I didn't take too kind of that, so I had to hit the track. But you know what I mean. But yeah, no, I'm on here working during the breaks and stuff, putting headliners, all that promoting and stuff out. Doesn't just happen, Tone.
What up, guy on the couch? That's Conlon Farrell, not Colin Farrell, the actor. Or Conlon Thompson, our good friend.
The football player.
The football player from Temple University and Florida. Conlon Farrell, ladies and gentlemen.
And Dean, good job, guy on the couch. That is now your nickname. Guy on the
guy
couch.
On the couch. On the
Jack
couch.
Is Jack in the back. Well, like you Steve are Wright, guy on the couch.
Like Stephen Wright in Half-Baked, how he's just the guy on the couch. No one knows his name. No one has it.
Exactly
knows how he
right.
got there.
Loved Stephen Wright.
I did too. Let's go to the phone, shall we? Not Perry Farrell, of course, Harry.
No.
Let's go to Vincent in New Mexico. Vincent, what's going on out in the desert, man?
Hello. You know, Spaghetti Western, does the name Lee Van Cleef ring a bell?
Absolutely. The good, the bad. He was in the good, the bad, and the other.
A lot of
my God, that's what I think of, you know, with the but, you know, I kind of want to lighten the mood today. You know, DeSean Jackson tries to divide everything. I'm more interested in the NBA bubble. And
we have the NBA bubble man himself right here. He went to the bubble room down in Florida one year when he was driving down.
That?
Have you been to the bubble room, Harry, down in Florida?
No, I have not.
I have a problem with Harry. As a great Tommy Lasorda said, I don't particularly like smart guys like him.
That was Mark, the great Mark. What's his name?
I know.
Willer. Yeah.
I know.
Lasorda wouldn't have liked me either.
No.
But Harry's saying, oh, these NBA guys, yeah, what the hell? Go to the bubble 3 months. What's the big deal? Well, Harry wouldn't last. I don't think he'd last 20 minutes in the bubble. But
really?
You know,
really? I live in a bubble.
He doesn't even play for the Nets, and he wouldn't live in the bubble.
I invented living in bubbles.
Nobody loves bubbles more than I do. I have like 5 bubble machines.
Yeah, there's like 5 people I come in contact with on a monthly basis. That's a bubble.
Yeah, Harry would be the easiest contact tracer of all time.
No doubt.
He only is around 5 people.
Did any of them touch you? No, just my wife.
It's going to be a fascinating study of humanity, the bubble. You know, you stick all these guys in, you know, Orlando for 3 months, and you, of course, you're going to corona test them. And Adam Silver at a Zoom conference just recently, they're going to also have psychological tests once a week, you know, for all the players, but the media and the coaches. And, you know, there's going to be people that are going to get out, try and break out of the bubble.
There's no doubt about it.
And they're going to have positive tests.
And remember, they're in a contained situation where they know the hotels where they're in. Mm-hmm. Now imagine baseball players who get to go home every night with their families.
And then travel to the other stadiums.
Exactly. But again, I'm not one of these people who's going crazy about, oh, my God, everybody's going to die.
Yeah.
The death rate in this thing is down to almost nothing from June.
But Adam Silver had to address the issue of possible. It's kind of like the 3 strikes and you're out if you try and break out of the bubble. Mm-hmm. Now, this applies to the players, the media, and the coaches. So it's kind of 3 different things. You know, and your first offense, okay, it's $1,000 fine. The second offense, it's $10,000. The third is $20,000, but you get attacked on an additional 30 days to stay in the bubble. So,
yeah, do you think a $20,000 or $50,000 fine to these guys is going to make any difference, for this, especially the key players?
That's the money they have in their front left pocket when they leave the bubble.
Good stuff. That's a good call out there now.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at the real Mike KB on Twitter. We're trying to run him down for the show. Michael Caskey Blomain does a great job with the NBA. He says, Joel Embiid thinks staying in the quote-unquote bubble in Orlando will be easy for him because he said all he does is play video games. He says he doesn't drink or go out. So he'll just
so
be in his hotel room.
So they're going to bring the Chick-fil-A room. To him and the all Chick-fil-A the other stuff, the fast foods?
Yeah, and his PS4 or whatever he's using.
What's Joel Embiid's DoorDash bill going to be looking like by the end of this Orlando? You know, I mean, if they're one and done, maybe I mean he can keep it under a grand, but they make a run. We could be seeing, you know, I mean, a pretty hefty bill that the –
Doesn't mean you think he's concerned about DoorDash?
No, he's not concerned about
bills. DoorDash got bought out.
They did?
So all these Uber now bought – you know, Uber has Uber Eats, but they bought this other food company called – I didn't even know it existed.
Uber Eats?
No, that's a different one, and that's in New Mexico, by the way. The other company they bought out yesterday for $2.5 billion. That's a weird name, and I never even heard of it.
Mm. Postmates.
Postmates. I thought it was like a stick-it note company. Postmates – So they bought them out because there's a big war going on for all these food delivering companies. They're like worth billions of dollars.
$2.6 billion.
Uber bought Postmates because they want to compete with the granddaddy of them all, which is DoorDash, I believe. Mm. And then DoorDash just bought out what's the other company that's
Grubhub?
Grubhub, yeah. Grubhub was just sold for like a gazillion dollars. Who would have known that delivering food to people's houses would now all of a sudden be the greatest thing ever?
So incredible.
Somebody bought out Grubhub, right?
Okay, hold on a sec. So the company that is winning the delivery sales is Uber Eats. They have 23% of the market.
Yeah, but DoorDash has 44.
Yeah, no.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Uber just bought. They already owned Uber Eats. They just bought Postmates, which is another percentage of the business. You're looking – it's got to be fresh news. This just happened last night, yesterday. Uber bought – already owned
DoorDash.
Uber Eats. They bought Postmates.
Right.
DoorDash.
So DoorDash earned 44% of the U.S. consumers' meal delivery sales.
Yes. And then Grubhub had 23%, but somebody just bought out Grubhub. Mm. So they're happening, it's just like everything else. There's only going to be two companies that basically run everything.
Right.
So all of these other companies that are taking a piece of the pie, Uber's going to buy them.
They're going to get gobbled up.
They're going to get gobbled up, just like phone companies did. Remember when we had to break
banks.
Up the monopoly?
Yeah.
We had to break up the phone monopoly. Ma Bell had to crash.
So in other words, it's going to become a monopoly again.
Exactly. There'll only be two companies doing everything. There's
Under
Grubhub,
several different names.
DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Postmates are the top.
And then Amazon will probably buy them.
Exactly
right. Yeah.
And by the way, you see the stat that we're talking about how much money Pat Mahomes is going to make? Jeff Bezos, in 6 days, will make $500 billion. That's what he'll make in 6 days running Amazon and his empire.
Million, you mean?
$500 million.
$500 million.
Half a billion dollars in 6 days. Patrick Mahomes is going to have to work the next 8 years to make. It's tough out there. Tough out there for pimps. Coming up in the next hour, we'll talk some golf too and take some more calls and get the strapper lines going too, Harry. That's why we're here.
Yeah, we need more.
More. How do you like it?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you.
No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.